This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do not change the channel. Don't change your mind. Stick around. Actually, if you change the channel, there's a paragraph in the Constitution that suggests if you're listening to this program and you change the channel, it is unconstitutional. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to have a problem with anybody, especially us. We're the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schiller. Jennifer Horn, as the election was an important part of conversation, has excused herself from our reality. So I'd like to call your attention to the talents of Victoria Keelan, who is here with some trending items, or at least one, to launch us off into conversation for yet another hour, Victoria.
Yes, well, this is not a fun trending story. This is about Social Security. And the new report that came out on Tuesday from the Social Security and Medicare trustees, they projected that in 16 years, Social Security will have to cut benefits by 21% if lawmakers do nothing to fix the program's long-term funding shortage. The trustees estimated that by 2034, the combined trust funds for Social Security, which help fund older people and disability programs, that they will run dry. And at that point, Social Security will be able to pay out only 79% in promised benefits to retirees and disabled beneficiaries. Right. So this is essentially what this...
They've been predicting this for a while.
It's now, it's getting worse, because last year the projections were that by 2034 they'd only be able to pay out 77%. And so now it's essentially the same thing. It's getting worse. Yeah. So if they don't fix this in 16 years, you know, people are...
Bunga.
But the thing is, like, how...
Don't retire.
But what happens to all the money that people have been paying into this?
Well,
this money that's taken out of my paychecks.
Wait a minute. Okay, so here's the story. In case you didn't know this, this is for everybody who doesn't know how all these trust funds work. The United States government has set up a number of trust funds. Social Security Trust Fund, Highway Trust Fund, Air Travel Trust Fund, and there isn't a penny in any one of them. The Congress raids them anytime there is a surplus or any extra money. Congress summarily raids those funds to pay for things that have nothing to do with why the funds were set up. That's why there's no money in the... It hasn't got anything to do with how much we're paying out to the people who get Social Security. It has to do with those damn congressmen that you elected. And most people don't even know this. Most people don't have social... Well, never mind Social Security. They don't have social studies. They don't look at these things in schooling. Well, they don't teach you civics. They don't teach you how government works. And in doing that... you certainly learn the ins and outs of the foibles of government, and that is there's nothing that prohibits the members of the Congress from basically stealing or raiding the money in all these trust funds, and that's why there's no dough in it. That's why air traffic control is in some circumstances 30 years behind the times, because the money that gets put in, you get charged. Look at you next time you buy an airplane ticket, you get charged $5 as a fund contribution. And so that fund is supposed to go toward keeping airports and the air traffic control system up to date, up to speed. Well, you can look around also at most of the airports belong to local. Let's use New York as an example, Victoria. The Greater New York and New Jersey Port Authority runs LaGuardia, Newark, and JFK, plus all the harbor interests in those, both in Newark and in New York. Mm-hmm. And they don't rely on the government's money the federal government's money, because it's not there. So when you buy a ticket at any of those airports, you'll see an additional tax, which is used to run those airports. That's right. And all the taxes and fees that you pay when you park your car, when you buy a concession. Why do you think it costs twice as much to buy a hamburger at the airport than it does if you go down the street to the local hamburger shop? Because
I always just assumed that it's because they have a captive audience and they can charge whatever they want.
It's because the airport is puts a 40% tax on the meals that are served at the airport.
Wow.
And they use that money supposedly to enhance the airports, wherever the train station. You know, I'm not sure about this, but I think both the bus terminal on 41st Street and Grand Central and Penn Station all get money out of the same kettle of fish from the Port Authority, and so. Matter, I know the bus station does that because it's called Port Authority Terminal.
Yeah.
I don't know about Penn Station. I don't know about. There's a separate thing with Amtrak, and you get the ticket. It's just a madhouse. It's confusing, and it is crooked, and you are getting it in the neck. So that's why there's no Social Security money. That's why you're paying $5 for a $2 hamburger. That's why you pay $30 to park your car in the airport in Boston a day. I mean, for God's sakes, that's more than a car payment. Costs you more money if you leave the. If I'm on a 2-day trip, I'm going to drive to New York tomorrow, but if I went to L.A. for a 2-day trip and out and back and I'm leaving the airport, it costs me $70. Because not only they whack you for the 24-hour period, but they whack you for the next full day in an incremental way so that in the first 12 hours you pay for the full 24. An absolute outrage. So that's really why that problem exists. I hope if you didn't know that, Victoria, that now you learned something about it. Because there's no money in any of those trust funds. None of them. Zero. Government.
So one extra question then. So if I'm someone who will spend my whole career paying into Social Security, and then there's nothing there when I retire at 65, can I sue the government for my money back?
The Constitution says you may not sue the government. You may not sue the government under you. You can sue people in the government, but you can't sue the government.
Can I sue the Social Security Department?
Well, no, it's part of the government. You can't sue them. Yeah, for their malfeasance.
So I should just stop paying into the Social Security Fund.
I don't pay into it. Well, actually, I do pay into it still. But I'm being paid, because I'm on Social Security now, I'm getting paid out of what's being put in now. That's what they raided all the money. So what's coming in receipts is how the current members are being paid, the current Social Security recipients are being paid, on the receipts that come in now. Not what was put in by me over the years, because that's long gone. And that's the scam. It's a wonderful scam, if you understand how it works. It's just a real scam. So everybody keeps paying more because of the ineffectiveness of these morons that we continue to keep electing instead of electing good people. Good people don't want to. Although some of the election stuff this week gives you a little spark of hope. Some of the people running on both parties and both men and women look like they are better than the crop that we've had around for a while. But getting elected, remember how difficult that is, because the people who are already there have the advantage of having raised money from all of the local or national figures that want to support them because of whatever their committee assignment is. That's how you get, like, the insurance committee. Look at the money that goes. There's, I think, 12, 13 members of the insurance. They're all the committees that are members of Congress that join. They all have three committee assignments. So they get money for sure from three different industries. If you're in the insurance committee, you're going to get lots of dough from the insurance companies to make sure you get reelected if you're acting in their behalf. If you aren't, and they'll make sure to support your opponent to get you out of there. And that's why Cory Booker, by the way, didn't go against the insurance companies in New Jersey, even though a lot of people took shots at him, legitimately so, because he sided with the insurance companies on some outrageous bill. I forget what it was last year. But it
he also sided with the pharmaceutical companies, which I was furious with.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Because
Bernie
Sanders was really trying to get the pharmaceutical companies to bring the cost of prescription drugs down and had that bill, and Cory Booker went against it.
Yeah.
Because in New Jersey, that's where all the pharmaceutical companies are. So
right. Insurance, pharmacy, it's just a racket. It really is. It's a racket.
But you know, if you think about it, like, just to play devil's advocate for a second, if you're in a state, let's say you are Cory Booker, and you you have other things on your agenda, and there are some good things that Cory Booker has done and wants
to
do.
Yeah, I thought he was a good. I thought he was quite a good.
Yeah, I'm not I'm not totally, you know, trash talking him.
Anyway. Yeah.
But if you think about it, I guess, and this is probably what every politician, if they're being truthful, would say. You have to, you know, there are certain times where you have to play ball with the devil in order to get some of the other things that are on your agenda accomplished. So you have to, something has to, I guess, give at some point. So if he goes against the pharmaceutical companies in 2017, which was, you know, last year when that happened, then that may shoot him in the, you know, he may shoot himself in the foot, and then he won't be able to accomplish other things that are on the list that are important to people in New Jersey. And I guess that that's probably, unfortunately, when you have lobbyists and you have so many special interest groups, that's probably a decision that politicians need to make on an hourly basis. Mm-hmm. Well, if I do this, then I'm going to lose this group. And if I really want to accomplish this and help save this group of people, I'm going to have to play ball with the devil here for a bit. And I think that that's what's wrong with American politics.
Yep.
On
it's all
both
about
sides,
getting elected.
That's what people have to deal
it's
with.
It's all elections. It's all it is. It's all not serve the constituents. Let's make sure we serve the special interests who can make sure they fund our re-election campaign. Hey, don't forget about the Works Father's Day combo giveaway. Includes the GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower. It's really fabulous. You look up, if you go to their website, WORX.com, the Works folks describe well this trimmer. Plus, there's a 40-volt HydroShot portable power cleaner. Go to djvshow.com, fill in the contest, click submit, and we'll give away some more sets of these, another set this week. I think we're giving away two sets a week between now and Father's Day.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
This weekend at Kohl's, give Dad the perfect gift and get Kohl's cash. Give him a new fragrance, just $64. Or the Xbox One S for $299.99 and get Kohl's cash. Give him the Canon Rebel EOS T6 camera and you'll get $90 Kohl's cash. Plus, shop other great gifts store-wide and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid June 7th through 10th with promo code SUNNYDAYS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
23 and change after the hour. I haven't heard this tune for a while, but it's in Ocean's 8. Yeah, yeah, Nancy Sinatra.
It's kind of a perfect song for that movie.
Yeah. It looks like a good movie.
It's a heist kind of movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great movie. Sandra Bullock, who is one of the stars of Ocean's 8, one of the most anticipated movies of the year. She has won Oscars, got two children. Our brand is Crisis was the last movie that I think she was in. And so now she's in this movie that's out this weekend. But she, in one of the interviews, she said to the person interviewing her, quote, "My mother raised me to believe you don't need to get married. You forge your own path, you make your own money, and you be your own person." And I went out in the world and thinking there was no disparity. Everybody was equal. I can do whatever I want. Bingo, bango. Wasn't until her career started to take off that she realized that she was being treated differently because she was a woman. She said, quote, "That's a hard pill to swallow. Had a lot of sadness from that. I thought, wow, maybe I need to do something else for a living." And that was in the middle of when she was getting work. I didn't want to be a part of the world where there was that kind of experience. And since Harvey Weinstein ignited the Me Too movement, a lot of actresses have come forward with their own stories. And I think because of the sexism in Hollywood, she said, "I almost quit. I didn't really want to keep going, but I'm glad she did because she's quite an accomplished actress. This movie looks like it'll be good." All right, 25 after music news. Here's the story of A.J. McLean, one of the Backstreet Boys, just a couple of weeks after they released their first single in 5 years, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. A.J. McLean kicks off his latest solo venture, a new song called Back Porch Bottle Service. Oh, sounds like a stimulating 3 minutes. The song is part of his first solo project since 2010. Fans will see him going country. He was inspired to pursue this new lane of work after Backstreet Boy teamed up with Florida Georgia Line for God, You're a Mama and Me, especially now that he's getting to do it on his own. He says he's eager to push the limits of production with his country material. "I'm coming in to disrupt country. I want to come in and shake things up." Do you think Darius Rucker did that?
When he Darius Rucker did it with talent. This is like the worst song ever.
All right, let's listen. Let's listen to this song for a second. Well, you didn't give it to us for New Music Monday, maybe for a reason.
Oh, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Just, it doesn't sound very country. The singing's right. Not very good. And also, can someone explain to me why, in order to make a song country, you just need to add, like, back porch to it?
Yeah, twanging.
Right.
It's, like, not even very twangy. I'm just like, just because you're on a back porch doesn't make it country.
Right.
Yeah.
All right,
next up musically, Dan Reynolds of the Imagine Dragons has written a letter for Pride Month. He's the lead singer of the Imagine Dragons. Open letter to the LGBTQ youth community in honor of Pride Month. He is a Mormon from Nevada, emerged as an unlikely ally to the gay community, but he wants to change that perception. In the letter he writes, quote, "Raised as a devout Mormon in a very conservative home, I spent many years in conflict between the teaching of the faith and what my heart was telling me. I had a lot of friends who were gay and Mormon that lived with constant anxiety, guilt about what they were being taught by their parents. I felt that. You know, I know we're on some stations in Utah, Salt Lake City, hello. But I think it's confusing. It is for a lot of people anyway. And so this fellow basically said that. He was confused. He still is a Mormon. I find that interesting. But he is open eyes, open arms. I give you my word that I will do all I can to create dialogue that leads to change with communities of faith, for that's where change needs to happen most." Yes, and I think is, yeah. All right, so some food for thought. 28 after here on the DJV show.
It's Victoria from the DJV show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security reporting arrests for illegally crossing the Mexican border into the United States is rising again. The new numbers out yesterday showing about 50,000 people were detained trying to illegally get into the U.S. last month, up by about 2,000 since April.
We're allowing our veterans to get access to the best medical care available.
President Trump speaks yesterday as he signs a Veterans Care Bill into law, the bipartisan measure giving veterans expanded access to private care at taxpayer expense.
To those who serve our nation, who risk life and limb for country, we must never be denied care, access, or treatment that they need.
Supporters say it will relieve backlogs at VA health centers, while critics say it's part of a broader Republican plan to privatize the VA. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow. And I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Again, isn't that nice? We are here, you are there, and it's a nice combination for some fun conversation on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. See some pictures of, I think we've posted some pictures of Daisy. People have reacted to that. Daisy May is my new bulldog. People, it's fun. I've begun to pay more attention to some of the comments because sometimes I've had the time to do it, sometimes I don't. But I like, you know, I'm the good, the bad, and the ugly, all part of it. But over the years, one of the things I've realized, Victoria, is how people want to know more about you and what's going on in your life. I don't know whether they ask you questions about, maybe it's just because it's me and I've been open about my life, pretty much what's going on in my life. I don't mind being personal. I don't want to be private, but I don't mind being personal, telling stories about the farm and the dog and my children and my grandson. Matter of fact, last night, this was so funny. I had FaceTime with Miles. Miles, about once a week, wants to have FaceTime with Gramps. Mm-hmm. So his big, last night, he was so excited. He was in the bathtub when he called on FaceTime. And his big announcement was that he doesn't have to use a diaper anymore. He's very proud of himself. He's pooping and peeing on his own, and no accidents in school this week.
Oh, wow. I guess that's a big step.
It is. I mean, think about it.
How
you don't have children
three,
when you have
right?
children. He's 3 and a half.
Okay.
And so now he's like, this is the big thing. And it was very funny. And so I was sitting in my chair in my office about 9:15. I just got home. And so he then he said, well, Gramps, what's going on? He said it like that, like he's some little old man. Gramps, what's going on? I said, I just got back from working at the farm. And I was holding my phone with my hands, and he looked at my hands, and they were all covered with dirt and grease. He said, Gramps, what's on your hands? And I said, dirt and grease. And he says, well, you can go to, because we were talking about going to bed. He's getting ready to go to bed, and I'm getting ready to go to bed. And he said, well, I guess you can go to bed with dirty hands. At which point, Megan just started roaring in laughter. No, Gramps will probably wash his hands before he goes to sleep.
I like that Megan said probably.
Yes, right. I did all those things. But
I've heard stories of how dirty you get on the farm. And
Well, you won't see much of that when we have dinner tomorrow.
My spy up in Massachusetts has told me plenty of stories.
So anyway, it's just kind of fun. Relate to your loved ones. Relate. That's one of the great things about technology, as much as we decry it and what it has done to us in terms of negative, but the positive, and that's one of the things that I was talking about earlier, how you can find good and bad in anything, but find the good. How can you, and Megan and I said this last night, how much fun it is to be able to look at it. I like to look at her and her smiling face and just get into whatever is going on with her. And my son calls with his girlfriend now, and it just is fun to have that connection, to be able to see them and know that they are A-okay. So there you go. Speaking of pictures, there's a very interesting story today after a woman appeared on HGTV. Have you heard this? This woman, her name is Nicole McGinnis. She lives in South Carolina. She had brain cancer, and she was able to lick it. So she was searching for the perfect beach house, and she made an appearance on Beachfront Bargain Hunt. Do you watch that on Home and Garden?
I actually have seen that show. I have seen that.
On the show, she looked happy and healthy as she began her search with the help of her father, and she wasn't aware of any kind of health problem that was lurking. But when her episode of the show aired, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon at NYU named Dr. Eric Voigt watched. He noticed a lump on her throat that apparently she hadn't noticed. And he said, I felt obliged to let her know. They may not know, that they have something when you look at that. So he tracked down Ms. McGinnis on social media, used Facebook to share a portion of the show in hopes that he would be able to connect with her. And he did. And he said, you know, you ought to have that checked out. She had it biopsied, and he was right. She has throat cancer.
Oh, after brain cancer, now she's got throat cancer?
Yeah. But it wouldn't. She didn't get it, or she didn't notice it, or didn't feel it, or something, because she wasn't aware of it until he. But imagine taking the trouble. The point here, in part, is that here's a man that saw this on a TV show. He looked at that and he said, "You know, I recognize this. It's especially he recognizes the have lumps. Women don't have Adam's apples, and so you see a lump in the throat, and you better do something about it." So he went to the trouble to find her and tell her that she ought to get it checked out, and she did, and because of that, she probably will survive.
Wow.
So,
you know, I always remember I was watching The Tonight Show one night a couple years ago with Jimmy Fallon, and Dr. Oz was on, and they were joking about something, and Jimmy waved his hand sort of in a fun gesture, and Dr. Oz stopped the whole interview and said, Jimmy, let me look at your hand. And so I could think Jimmy thought he was doing a joke or something. So Dr. Oz looks at Jimmy's hand. He said, that's a cancer. You've got skin cancer on your hand. You've got to get that removed immediately. And I think it was melanoma. So he just, doctors just amaze me with the ability of things that they see. And it must just be, I wonder if their brains are just always on and you're always looking at things like that.
Yeah, I think that happens, frankly. There's a couple of other things that I just float in front of you because it's interesting in this circumstance. We so focus on diseases and what's being done to curb cancer and heart disease and those sorts of things in our country. A woman who had been given a false diagnosis of cancer committed suicide. You know, these sorts of things, when you look at the good side and the bad side of this, I just see a couple of these things when they come together here. A woman who had stage 4 breast cancer, when it was discovered after she got engaged and set up her wedding, that she went through with a wedding. That's the stage 4. My only wife had stage 4 breast cancer for 21 years. And it was not a pretty picture, I'll tell you that. So here's another one. A mother discovers a cancerous tumor on her foot during a pedicure. So wow. Keep getting those manis and pedis there, ladies. Do you get manicures and pedicures, you two of you?
Yeah, actually, Kara, did you get one yesterday, or you said you're going today?
No, I got one yesterday. Yeah. I was talking about it actually.
We were just talking about nails, actually, during a break.
Really? Is that going to make it into the DJB podcast this week?
I doubt it. It's not really that riveting.
Yeah, it wasn't that
really? Oh, I think people would find that fascinating. I'd like to listen to you talk about your feet.
Well, I was talking about my fingernails, not my toenails. All I said was that it was actually nice out, and at my new apartment, I can walk places. Everything's within walking distance, so I walked somewhere and got my nails done. It wasn't very thrilling content, but yeah, I get them done.
It's just stuff girls talk about.
Get them done occasionally.
Girl talk. All right, well, speaking of girl talk, Saudi Arabia this week has issued its first 10 driver's licenses to women. The licenses have come forward. The kingdom reversed its ban on female drivers, as you'll remember, talked about that earlier this year. Many consider this emblematic of the ultra-conservative domestic policies that are going down the drain, thanks to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He said that he would end the ban last year. Women were being trained to drive earlier this year, and now the licenses are going to be issued starting this week. So how about that? Doesn't that sound like it's the Cro-Magnon era for some reason or other?
Yes, but thank God that at least some progress is being made.
Making that kind of progress in that name. 43 after the hour, you're listening to today's DJV show.
Insight Daily Radio. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein had one of the most successful musical partnerships of the 20th century, collaborating on the musicals Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I, Cinderella, and The Sound of Music, musicals that continue to be revived to this day. In his new book, Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution, author Todd Purdom offers a revelatory portrait of the creative partnership that transformed musical theater and provided the soundtrack to an American century. We spoke with him about the new book.
When Oklahoma opened in March of 1943, it was really a revolution, in part because it was so quiet and naturalistic. In those days, Broadway musicals inevitably began with a line of dancing chorus girls and boys to help audience latecomers with rustling playbills get settled into their seats. Oklahoma opened with an old woman sitting alone on the stage churning butter and a cowboy singing in the wings. It also dealt with real people. Yes, the plot was no more important than which of two boys would take a girl to a party, but it explored deep themes of dreams and hopes and aspirations and the courage it took to settle the American frontier. Today, of course, the most revolutionary play on Broadway is Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda's genre-bending hip-hop story of Alexander Hamilton's life. He's a direct heir of Rodgers and Hammerstein, and he acknowledges it. And I'd like to think that if Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein were around today, they too would be still pushing the envelope, pushing the boundaries, finding new forms of expression in a medium that's one of America's most original contributions to the arts.
That's author Todd Purdom, whose new book, Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution, has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
news. Oh no. What have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
Remember the first time you sat in the car you're sitting in right now? Oh, you two were in love. You miss that feeling, don't you? Just go to Carfax.com now to search millions of used cars and fall in love all over again. Because only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And it's easy to see all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget, please, I say please, I'm not benefiting from this, but you sure as heck can, the Works giveaway, Father's Day giveaway, the GT Revolution trimmer, edger, mower, and the portable power cleaner. This is really great stuff. $250 worth of good things that all you have to do is register to win, and we're going to give away. As a matter of fact, I think, Kara, did you pull out another name? You go, by the way, you're registering at djvshow.com. That's all you have to do. Fill out the contest form. Make sure you put the Works giveaway in the subject line. So what's we had Janet
we're
going to
announce,
Chrisman.
Yes, we had Dan and Chrisman earlier this week, and then we're going to announce a winner next hour. That's when
we
have the winner, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be very exciting. Thank you. I think that means that she doesn't have it yet, folks, but it's okay.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to make it sound nice, but you
yes, I understand.
Go ahead.
People in the news, Scott Peterson, remember him? The resource officer.
Murder?
Yeah, the offerer. At the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland.
Oh, no, wait. I'm thinking Scott Peterson who murdered
no,
his wife.
The murderer
That's why
of
I'm
his
saying
wife?
The murderer.
Yeah,
no.
No.
Okay.
This is Scott with
Scott
one
Peterson.
T versus the Scott with two T's is the guy who killed his wives. Scott with one T is the guy who was the resource officer who hid when the school was being attacked. He says he's haunted by his inaction. He had an interview in this week's, I think it was yesterday's Washington Post. He was branded a coward by many because, anyway, he says, it's haunting. I've cut that day up in a thousand ways with a million different what-if scenarios, but the bottom line is I was there to protect, and I lost 17. However, he believes he's been treated unfairly by the news media, which has accused him of failing to do anything during the shooting. Quote, how can they keep saying I did nothing? I'm getting on the radio to call in the shooting. I'm locking the school down. I'm clearing kids out of the courtyard. They have the video and call logs. But he admits he's haunted by his failure to go into the building. I just didn't know what to do, he says. Mm. So, yeah, blah, blah.
I'm assuming those guys don't wear bulletproof vests.
Probably not in a school.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Maybe
David Hogg.
Maybe that's something that needs to happen now. Because then you know, you'd be maybe more likely to run into the building. You have a gun. It's not like you're running in unarmed.
David Hogg, who also is from the same scenario, the kid that's been everywhere becoming a media star, a SWAT team responded to a call at his house yesterday. The caller said there was a person with a weapon inside the home. The call was determined to be a hoax, so he does have his detractors and people that are taking shots at him, not literally.
Yeah, this whole swatting thing, we talked about it a few months ago when someone was actually killed when someone called a SWAT team on it.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more popular. And
it's dangerous.
It needs
popular
to
is not a good word, yeah.
No.
It's way too much. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Here we are with another visit from Warren Eckstein. The Pet Show is the weekend show that everybody who has a dog, a cat, even a pet rat, people who have pet rats, listen to Warren's show to find out how to take care of their rats. Did you know, Warren, that rats laugh when they get tickled? Who wants to tickle a rat, however? Would be my
I don't think the ones in New York City laugh.
Who's... I don't know. Yeah, but dogs smile. Do cats smile? Dogs smile. I know they do.
Yeah,
what about
all,
cats?
All living things smile. When they're happy, they smile. You have to. Sometimes you have to interpret their smile, but all living things smile.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you smile. Do you smile when you're around your dogs?
The only time.
Oh, no. Come on. All right. So there's a survey suggesting the question has been asked, and it's been asked more than once by more than one person, I guess, about a hypothetical. If there was a danger, let's say there's a fire in your house, and the spouse looks at you and says, who do you save first, the dog or me? And the answer is, what's the appropriate answer? Come on, Warren, you're on the spot now.
But see now, it's not just something. This was actually a major study by sociologists and anthropologists at Northeastern University and the University of Colorado. So this was a major study. So the question comes up, if there's a human being and an animal, and you can only save one, who do you choose to save? Now, I've had this argument with a lot of people. Now, a lot depends on
it erupts
scenario.
Into an argument, does it?
Sometimes it does, and usually there are other radio hosts. But here's the bottom line, and of course, one of the radio hosts is a really nice guy, goes to me, of course, Warren, you have to save the human being first. So I said to him, let me ask you a question.
I know who you're talking about.
If it's Benji, Lassie, and Boomer, and Hitler, and Bin Laden, who are you saving? He couldn't answer. He couldn't answer me.
He didn't answer? Right, really?
He couldn't answer. He said,
he didn't answer?
He said, you got me, Warren. Exact words, you got me. The first time this guy ever said that. But it's true. In other words, I believe that life is life. I don't believe that one life is more important than another life. So, for example, if I have only the choice of saving someone or something that I believe led a decent, good life, that's where I'm headed. That's where I'll go back to save the second guy, maybe. But first, I'm saving the...
I can give you plenty of examples of me liking cows, horses, and dogs a lot better than many of the people that are in my life. If somebody said, you want to save your cow, I would probably say, yeah. Yeah, I would.
People criticize people like you. They criticize people like me. And they always have to go back to, well, you love animals more than you love people. My response has always been, you're absolutely right.
But, for a living.
But they don't understand that. There's this human ego, this major ego that people have, think that we're so much better than every other living thing on this planet, that of course we're more important, so we have to save humans first. I don't disagree. I mean, I don't agree. But I would say that most people would disagree with us and say you have to save the human first. But no.
Good, let them disagree. It's okay.
They're wrong.
Yep.
The Harris County Animal Shelter in Houston has put out an urgent plea to the public. There were a couple of hundred dogs and cats dropped off there over the past Memorial Day weekend. The shelter holds 150 animals and almost 400 available for adoption. They put as many as 4 animals into enclosures that were intended for 1 or 2. So how do you do that? The good thing is Daisy came to me as a saved dog. She was in a puppy mill. And so now you can find pretty much anything you want if you're looking around. You don't have to go to the kennel. As a matter of fact, the smart kennels are helping to get these dogs adopted, aren't they? Dogs like this?
Yeah, 25% of all dogs at shelters across the country are purebred dogs. So if you're looking for a schnauzer, a collie, a cocker spaniel, or a bulldog, you can find one for adoption, absolutely. I can't wait till the word puppy mill is out of our speech altogether. It's the most... I mean, I was involved actually going back to the 70s with breaking up puppy mills with the Amish in Pennsylvania.
Really? Yeah. Well, I told you that Daisy was in a puppy mill down in Alabama or Arkansas or someplace. And they bred her, and she had 2 litters before she was 2 and a half. She had the first one, she was about a year, and then another one. And it looks like the vet tells me that it looks like it was only 3 or 4 months ago when she had the last litter.
But the bottom line is, and this is the way I always say it, animals will never treat people the way people treat animals, and that's why I love animals so much.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. But I love you, Warren. It's okay. We're two-legged animals, in a manner of speaking, right? We're all a part of
Absolutely.
The mammalian, the phyla mammalian. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out his show at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.